This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has notified Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 yesterday, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. It also prescribes mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal, and transparency obligations for online game service providers. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections today. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies across 16 districts will go to polls in the first phase of assembly elections today. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in the West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies yesterday in Damdam, Habra and Saptagram. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Kolkata's Jorasanko, Nadia's Chagdaha and Howrah's Udayanarayanpur. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also held rallies in Kalna and Bongao. Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee campaigned in Amdanga and Haripal. Later, she led a march from Shankar Math in Ram Rajatala to the statue of Swami Vivekananda in Beleghata. The CPIM, Congress and other parties are also intensifying their campaigns. PM Modi is scheduled to address a rally today in Krishnanagar, Nadia, in support of BJP candidates. The Supreme Court yesterday made strong observations over the alleged interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during an Enforcement Directorate investigation in Kolkata. The court warned that democracy would be in peril if a sitting chief minister intervenes in an ongoing investigation. A bench comprising Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and N.V. Anjaria said the issue cannot be treated merely as a dispute between the centre and the state, but as an act by an individual holding constitutional office. Ambassador of India to the United States Vinay Mohan Quatra met Chief Executive Officer of Atlas Air Worldwide Michael Steen yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Quatra said that they discussed ways to expand the India-US investments and build cargo supply chains. He added that the discussion will be the key to increase the two-way trade and delivery of high-value and special cargo, including pharmaceuticals and high industrial goods. Secretary East at the Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran met Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Nguyen Man Quong of Vietnam in New Delhi yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry said that they had a productive discussion on advancing the key elements of the India-Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Tathagata, holy sacred relics of Lord Buddha are said to travel to the Union Territory of Ladakh. This marks the first time these holy remains will leave its permanent place for an exhibition within the country. The announcement was made during a press conference in New Delhi, attended by the Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena. The exhibition is scheduled to last for 15 days starting on the 1st of next month. The relics will be transported through a special aircraft with Z-category security to ensure their safety. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat the Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs last night. Chasing a target of 160s, Lucknow Super Giants could make only 119 runs in 18 overs at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Earlier put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted 159 for 6 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.